Good evening, sisters and brothers, my brothers and sisters. God bless you all. So glad to be in the presence of the Lord today and just enjoy, take out the time to share with you the enjoyment of the day that we've had so far. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you and you and you. Thank God for your families. I thank God for your jobs and thank God just for the peace of mind. I thank you, Jesus, for just for every listener right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing just happens. You're listening for a reason. You're listening for a purpose. We thank you, Jesus, for all of your people all around the world. We thank you, Jesus. God bless you all, one and all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're just going to get started tonight with just a little short version here of a song, and we're going to come back and dive into the Word and go through our scripture and get started. Relax, get your swords. We have to have our Bible, and here we go. Victory, victory. We are victorious. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What have you been through today? You got victory over it. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to thank him for the victory today. Regardless of what it's been, whatever has been trying to tear us down, right now we stand in victory. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Victory. That's where we stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There you go. Give him praise. Yes, regardless of who's beside you, who's around you, go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. The victory. The sweet victory of Jesus. God arose on the third day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Up your mask. Yeah. You'll make it all right. I know, because I got the victory. You got the victory, sister. Share it with your brother then. Share it with your sister. Hallelujah. I got it. Yes. Won't you stay with us? Come on, here you go. Throw your hands up, somebody. But thank you, Jesus. You know where you came from. You didn't always look like you was going to be victorious, but look at you now. That's the victory. The sweet victory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory. Can you say it with me? Victory. Victory. You know it looked like that it was failing. Hallelujah, but we have to rely on the victor to get our victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pick up your mat, sisters and brothers. Let's do a little walking tonight. Touch what is ailing you tonight. Tell them tonight is your night of healing. Pick up your wallet. I dare you to hold it on to it. Hold on to it for a minute. Touch it with victory in your mind. Touch it with victory in your strength. This is the day of prosperity. This is the day that what your needs will be provided for you by our provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to the book of John. Pick up your swords. Let's get this sword out. The sword is the spirit of God's word. Victory. Do you feel him right now? You feel victory? Victorious power running through your mind? You may have a past due, something sitting in front of you. You may have a job that is threatening you. You may have a court date. You may have an operation date. Whatever it is, but do you feel victory right now? The Holy Spirit wants you to feel and go ahead and receive the victory. But whatever your situation is, whatever it is that you're asking for, we want you to receive the victory in it right now. Hallelujah. We're going to John 5. John 5, we're going to start. Let's start at verse 2. You know the story. It's a story, but with the story that is we need to bring back up and remember over and over again. Let's use it in our lives on our situations for today. The word will work if you work it. Hallelujah. If you don't feel like you need it today, go ahead and get the word. Sow that seed on the word. Hold it down off in there because it's coming around. We all need the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The healing at the pool. Thank you, Jesus. Starting at verse 2. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the sheep gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get healed?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. When I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading of your word. Again, it's John 5. We read 2 through 9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take up your mat. It's going to be our segment name tonight. Take up your mat. Hallelujah. We got victory. We just shouted in victory. We're praising in victory. So let's take up our mat and walk. Let's take a look here as it goes back in the New American Standard. It goes as far as to tell us that during certain seasons, the angels came and they would stir the water. And whoever was first to get into the waters was healed of whatever the situation was in their life. So again, it shows us that the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, they all kind of came around for this certain season. They was waiting for their time of healing. Hallelujah. The healing at the pool. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bethesda. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, as you see in verse 5, as we go back up, it tells us in verse 5 that one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. 38 years, sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. You know, there are times that we get confused, and when we go through something for a day, 38 days. You know we're mummering. You know we're complaining. You know we've already got out the party hats for the pity party. But you know 38 years, it actually is the longest sickness that is listed in the Bible. 38 years. Well, Jesus asked a question to the man. He said, "Do you wish to be healed? Do you wish to be well?" Hallelujah. Now that actually is on a reply to that question, my sisters, my brothers, it should be either a yes or a no. But the man instead, he started by doing something else. He gave excuses, actually. He said, "I have no one to help me." He didn't say yes.
I want to be healed. Yes, I want to be well. No, I don't want to receive it. But he said, I have no one to help me. How about you, sisters and brothers? How many times have you been a witness? Have you saw someone's prayers being answered? You see the door is being opened for them for the prayers that they continuously have prayed for. But the one who's asking God to answer their prayers gets so caught up in the situation that they can't see the answer for the anguish. They can't see the answer for the hurt they're still feeling. They can't see the answer because of the pain. Hallelujah. The grief, the confusion, the blame, the shame that someone is putting on them, the illness itself. Well, this man was speaking one-on-one with the Messiah, El Shaddai. He was speaking one-on-one with the one and only healer. But he didn't realize it because he was so caught up in excuses and his own pity party. See, daily, my friends, remind yourself that we have to stop and do a self-examination. We must ask ourselves, why am I still sick? Why am I still broke? Why am I still angry about this situation that happened so long ago? Why am I still jobless or homeless? To my single friends, why am I still single? Why am I still living in Lodabar? See, in some cases, let me just make sure we get that right. Hear me from the Spirit now. In some cases, we may find that we're missing the answer for wholeness because of something we're doing to block it, like excuses. We get so used to telling everybody about my pity party, inviting, sending out the invitations that we forget to stop and say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, that it came my way. How long had he been standing here by the pool? We know it just there wasn't something that happened. This man had been suffering for 38 long years. We know that he said that at one time he had the desire to get healed, to get well. But he said as they come down and as the angels stir the water, every time he tries to get towards the waters, he said, someone else pushes me out of the way. They get there before me. How easy is it for us after a while? Could it be that after a while that he had no longer was even trying to get there? Because mentally now, could it be that he just knew, I'm not going to get there? This is not going to be my day. I'm not going to get this healing. Could it be that he could have got so consumed up and waiting for someone to come and take him down, to come and do something for him? You know how it is, sisters and brothers. Let's just keep it real. You ever needed a job, but you can't get off of your couch to go find one? You'll go get the paper and read in the job ad, but you forgot to call. You forgot to get up and go out. The bus stop is right in front of your house, but you forgot to go out and search. And you're still waiting. And you're still waiting. Hallelujah. I know you know what it feels like. Do you feel like that? I've been through so much. No one can understand the pain that I've gone through. And you look around you and you see everyone else seem to be prospering, or everyone else is wearing a smile today, or everyone else are doing something. But you can't seem to get yourself through. You can't seem to get through to where you need to be. God bless you. God. There is a God who's a healer. There is a God who is a way maker. We got to seek. We can't get discouraged. We can't get discouraged. What are we doing? Could our pity party be blocking us? Could we be waiting for someone to come and take us or deliver us or just give us the finances instead of teaching us how to earn a living that we can carry it for ourselves? Could it be the thing that happened so long ago that you still can't forgive your sister, your brother for? Could that still be the thing that is holding you back? Could that still be the thing that is keeping you away from your deliverance? You can't sleep at night without replaying the negative thoughts, the negative words, or the abuse that you suffered. 5, 10, 15, 20, even more years. But it's still as real today as it was 20 years ago. Oh, sisters and brothers, it's not in God's plans for you to be stuck behind that stumbling block. Let me say it one more time. It is not in God's plans for you to be stuck behind that stumbling block. His word tells us, oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything. He said, carry what? Everything to God in prayer. And we must leave our burdens there. He don't want you to be stuck behind those that stumbling block. Year after year, no release. Year after year, you're still going through the same thing. It's time to move forward. Pick up your mat. Pick up your mat. God bless you. God bless you. Pick up your mat and walk. Today is your day. Today is your day. Decide today that whatever you came in today with, what pains, whatever it was that kept you awake, tossing and turning last night, that you're going to lay that thing down tonight. This is going to be the first day of the rest of your life. You're going to anoint your bed with victory. You're going to anoint your mind with victory. It's one thing to shout about it and talk about it, but you're going to reach up and you're going to ask God for your victory, and you're going to hold on to it this time. And when that thought gets ready to come back into your mind, you're going to wrap it the victorious love of Jesus all around your mind, your body, your spirit, your family. You're going to anoint your doors. It's your choice. You got to elect to do the things for you. Oh, people, I'm telling you, in order to take up your mat, we have got to get to the point where we are willing to defeat our defeaters. We can't just stand around and be defeated over and over again. We got to release the things that is blocking our answers, blocking our healing. That's blocking us from getting to that next level. Do you have the desire to go to the next level? Do you have the desire to go to the next level? It's easy to get stuck behind that stumbling block. And as you see people passing by you, going and they dipping in the water, getting their healings. Dipping in the water and they're getting their finances healed. Dipping in the water and their families are coming back together. But you're still standing there. And so it's easy for you to open up your mouth and give them the pity party story instead of getting down, instead of asking for help, instead of saying, is this my day? You said, but oh, evangelist, you just don't know what happened to me. I can't forgive this person for this. But if God said it, we must believe it. He said we must forgive. Vengeance is not ours, sister. My brother, you've been holding on to that thing that you should have forgave that person for years and years and years. If you really be truthful with yourself, what good has it got you? You're the one who's been sick. What good has it done you? You're the one who's still stuck in Lodabar. What good has it done you? You're the one who's blocking your blessing. You may have been the victim at that time, but it's time to take the victory now. You've tried that. Give it over to the Lord. Stand up in victorious strength. Stand up with a new mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For once, let this be the night that you get some rest. It's not in God's plans for you to be stuck behind that stumbling block. Hallelujah. See, your healing starts with an earnest desire. If you have the desire to go to the next level, God is willing and waiting. He's ready for you. He's waiting patiently to take you there. So then if you, without a doubt, believe, you got to believe without a doubt. Not that if I dip in the water, I might feel a difference. It might work for me. But I've been down so long, nothing may not work for me. You ever heard people say, with my luck, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. That's not belief. That's not belief. But even in the midst of your pain, the midst of your suffering, oh, I feel you, sister. You're still praying. You're still up trying to do the things that needs to be done. You're still tithing. You're still carrying a smile on your face. You're still going out and about in the neighborhoods. You're trying to help others. You're still doing the things that need to be done without complaining. Because you believe that you're healed, even though the manifestation may not be here yet. Hallelujah, but you're shouting in your spirit without a doubt that you believe that you are victory. You have victory. You're victorious. Hallelujah. You're no longer the victim. You're not a statistic. Hallelujah. So before you can start receiving your healing, your answers, you got to have the earnest desire. You got to have the belief, and believe without doubting. Even if you feel that pain again, it can't make you doubt. Hallelujah. Jesus showed, he showed, when I look back into the verse, when he stopped and asked the man, do you wish to be well? It was him showing that healing was available for the man. The healing was always available. That's why in verse 6, after listening to the man's excuses, after he answered him, Jesus exclaimed with power. He said, get up! Explanation point. Pick up your mat and walk. Sisters and brothers, you notice that he didn't waste time to join in on the pity party. He didn't waste time to say, you're right. Of all people, you have it worse than anybody else. You know, you're right. You have the longest history right now of the sickness. You've been sick for 38 years. He didn't stop to carry on the conversation. How long have it been? How did you feel through this? How long have you been at this spot? How many people passed you by? But he said, get up. Sisters, sometimes instead of waddling with our sisters and brothers, sometimes we need to just tell them, get up. We need to give them a push. Some of our young people who seem to get going in the wrong direction, we need to give them a push, a loving push, a loving push. It is not the destruction of a man that's going to bring him to the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's the goodness. It's the goodness of the Lord, his mercy, his love that impels a man to run to the Lord. But we have to tell him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't join into the pity party. But Jesus put the blame just right back in the man's corner. He said, see, what I'm trying to tell you today is, my friends, that don't ever stop. See, don't lose your desire. Put it right back. Do you want to get healed? If you do, then get up. Do something. Don't lose your desires. Don't lose your fire, your belief. Hallelujah. You must stay on fire. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At once, he was healed. But he still had to do something. He had to pick up his mat and then walk. See, when we put God's word on our situation, that's when we can defeat what's trying to defeat us. That's when we can defeat what's trying to defeat us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's get our victory mindset back going. Let's get the victory going. We're going to come back and we're going to finish this up. Oh, we got a good word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Victory. Hallelujah. Jesus, for the victory, 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 victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone in the chat room, if there's any technical difficulties going on, I do apologize. God bless you. But God will make a way through it all. The word is the word. The word will be heard. Just hang on in there. It'll be there for you. I thank you for stopping by. I see you there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For our caller on the line, welcome to the show. God bless you. God bless you. We're in John 5. We started with verse 2, went through verse 9. We're going to pick right back up. Stop that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We get to the place that when we put God's word on our situation, whatever that situation may be, that's when we can defeat what's trying to defeat us. Hallelujah. How many know that when you got up this morning, before your foot set on the floor, that the enemy had something in mind to take you out today?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the God that we serve, the healer that we serve, the protector that we serve. Hallelujah. It is not by something that you did today that keeps you at the point that you are right now. And when we start to put God's word on every situation, that's when we can start defeating the one who is out to defeat us. I want to share a story that my pastor, Pastor LaSalle Alvon, shared with me and the congregation. There was a tribe in Africa. They lived in little huts, and an illness had came through and the village, and for generations it was killing off the young people in large numbers. And eventually doctors came to see what was the cause of all of the young people dying so much for generations after generations. And they found that there was an insect that was in the hut of this village. And this insect was living in the hut, was carrying a deadly virus, killing off the young people. Now that they know the cause of what's going on, the doctors gave them options. Number one, they said they can spray the huts routinely with pesticides to get rid of the insect. The other choice was given is that you can move to another village to get away from it. Number three, you can tear down the hut and rebuild. Or number four, you can do nothing. Sadly, they chose to do nothing. It was so traditional to be there. I don't want to tear it down. This was her hut. It's been so many reasons why. And that's just like our life is. We must decide what we're going to do.
It's Amen.
A choice.
Amen.
Take up our mat and walk. Or we can decide to do nothing. But the choice is there for us, sisters and brothers.
Amen.
Just like the man again that decided he was either going to take up his mat and walk. Jesus didn't take out time to get in his pity party. But we must choose to take up our mats and walk.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We must choose to take up our mats and walk. Jesus said, do you want to be well? You've been sick 38 years. Do you want to be well? We have to ask ourselves, are we so comfortable now living in Lodabar? Are we so comfortable now living in a situation that we're in?
That's right.
Going through to abuse. And then come back to hell and get pity from others. We get so comfortable in this situation. I haven't forgave him in 12 years. Why would I forgive him now?
That's right. Amen.
We're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We're blocking our answers.
Mm-hmm.
We can't pick up our mat and walk. We no longer want to be dipped in the water for our healing.
Right.
Does that mean if I get my healing, that means that I'm going to have to forgive him?
Mm.
Hallelujah.
See,
we find ourselves walking along, doing the right thing. But that's okay, my sisters. My brothers, just walk on. We may be the only one giving God praise, worshiping him. Everybody else is sitting on the pew looking at you like, what's going on in their life? But don't stop praising him.
That's right.
We must defeat that which is set out to defeat us. See, our lives is so similar in so many ways. An area that you're being attacked at may be different from mine.
Amen.
You can believe that we're all being attacked.
We're all under attack.
And a lot of times we know that that our bodies show us signs of something's not right. We're running fever. Something's wrong. But we elect to do nothing about it.
That's right.
We know that something's going right. We felt something, a lump here, or we felt something that wasn't right. But we choose not to pick up our mat and do something.
That's right.
Because of fear, what you may hear, whatever the reason, you're being defeated. You're holding the door open for your enemies to defeat you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know that we've been carrying a grudge against our sisters and brothers.
Right.
We choose not to forgive. Hallelujah. Again, so we're holding the door open for our defeaters. And we wonder why we're so tired. We wonder why our bodies are wearing down. We wonder why we can't get out of depression. Why we can't get out of Lodabar. Why finances can't get corrected.
Amen.
Why our marriages is still messed up. Why our children are going astray. Why the church is being destroyed. Why kids are bringing guns to school. Why? Because we're holding the doors open.
That's right.
For the enemies to defeat us. To bring destruction into our life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to start being a part and take responsibility for the things that are holding us down. Let's go back and take another look at verse 14.
What chapter was that?
And we're in John 5.
John 5.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take a look back in John 5. We went through, we started at verse 2, and we're at verse 14. Hallelujah.
John 5.
Thank you, Jesus.
Martin Luke John, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then we're going to go to John.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're here.
All right. John 5, verse 4.
John 5, verse 4.
14.
Oh, 14.
Mm-hmm.
John 5, verse 14.
Yes.
Later, Jesus found him at the temple. Jesus said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away. He told the Jews it was Jesus who had made him well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank Jesus for the reading of the word. So now we started out with the man standing by the pool. And it tells us again that the angels, let's just recap, the angels come down in certain seasons and will stir the waters. And the ones who would get in there would be healed or whatever situation. So around the pool, we had the lame. It tells us we had the sick. We had the paralyzed. And this man, the longest illness that's recorded in the Bible, 38 years. God came, when Jesus came by, he said, "Do you wish to be well?"
Right.
You've been sick for so long. So now he says, but every time I get ready to go down into the waters, he said, somebody pushes me out of the way and gets there before me. God said, you know, he didn't stop to go through all the little stuff he was listening to. He said, pick up your mat and walk.
That's
right.
Let me
just remind you one more time. When Jesus asked a question, he was asking for either a yes or a no. Do you wish to be well? Do you want to be healed? But the man gave him the pity party answer. I can't because of this reason. Excuse me.
What's that?
Jesus said, pick up your mat and walk.
Pick up your mat and walk.
He's picked up his mat and he's walked. So now Jesus is stopping and Jesus is reminding him. He's telling him again in 14. Later, when he found the man at the temple, he said, see, you are well again. All of that time you spent, the healing was already there for you.
Mm-hmm.
The healing was already there for you.
That way,
Lord. Hallelujah. The healing was there for you. Now you're well again. But we got to do something, sisters and brothers. He said, stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I say tonight, my sisters and brothers, stop holding hatred in your heart.
That's right.
Something worse may happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing the same things that you're doing that got you into that.
That's right.
Stop the lying. Stop the backbiting.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It could be your diet. It could be something in your diet. Stop.
That's right.
Whatever it is that is bringing your destruction, that is defeating you, stop sinning. For something worse may happen to you.
That's right.
Let go of that pain.
Let go
of that anger.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Close the door. Hallelujah. Stop the things that are holding us down.
That's right.
Close the door before our defeaters bring in total destruction in our health.
Total destruction
in our wealth, in our families, in our minds. See, every day we have an opportunity for new mercies.
Yes, Lord.
This is your turning point, sister and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
God wants you to go into a new direction.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants you to leave the sinning, the things that got you to that point.
Leave that alone.
He wants to lift us to a level of greater strength.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the desire to go to the next level? If you're not feeling that right now, that it's your time to go, it's okay. Just receive his word. This is the word of the Lord. See, his word is true.
Mm-hmm.
So when your mind and your health or even your wallet gets ready to receive the word,
then the seed has already been sown.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come to tell you tonight that your greatest enemy right now is the person who feeds your doubt. That's your greatest enemy. The person who tells you they just don't understand what you're going through. The person who's there just feeding your doubt. Oh, girl, the doctor already said that you were not going to be healed. I don't know why that evangelist keeps telling you stuff like that.
That's right.
The person who's feeding your doubt. Oh, if he had did that to me, I wouldn't forgive him either.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do this here either.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't take him back. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. If it was my child, I would throw him out too.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is feeding your doubt is your worst enemy.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Your door with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Be your friend. All but sisters right. and brothers, I asked you to do that self-examination. Look around and see who you got around you. Who's
that's
in
right.
your pathway? Who is it that's always agreeing with you that you should stay down? Who
yes.
is always agreeing with you that you should throw your husband out?
Mm-hmm.
Always agreeing with you, you should not forgive.
Uh-uh.
Hallelujah.
Line is too deep to forgive.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's your time. Are you ready to go to another level? Do you have the desire to get to another level? You may have to cut away from some of the people.
That's
you
right.
may have to cut away some of those bandages and wounds that you've just been replacing and replacing.
Right.
Time for new healing. Because God said when he healed you from that thing,
that's
from
right.
that abuse, from that sickness, whatever it is, he said you're healed,
uh-huh.
wholeness, complete healness. It's yours.
That's right.
It's yours. Hallelujah. If you want it, it is truly yours. Hallelujah. Receive the
yes,
word of the
Lord.
Lord tonight.
Yes.
Accept your healing. Receive the word of the Lord tonight. And go to your next level.
Yes,
receive
Lord.
The word of the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
Take up your mat and walk. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. His word is true, my friends, and his word will work if we work it. Your greatest friend right now in your life is the person who feeds your faith. Oh, hallelujah. I come to you as your friend tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I come to you to feed you with faith.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Keep the faith. Keep the fire burning. Keep the belief without doubt. Keep on praising God. Oh, we should start praising him before the battle starts.
Amen.
Praise, a praise that pleases God.
That's
just
right.
Like Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm.
That gave God a praise.
Mm-hmm.
That pleased God.
Yes.
God set up an ambush all around him, all around his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Because the praise that Jehoshaphat had gave to him, it pleased God. Are you pleasing God with your praise? Are you just saying, thank you, Jesus? God, I love you. Is it just 15 minutes in the sanctuary when the preacher say, can you give God some praise?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just the 15 minutes there that you stop and just say, clap your hands? That you stop and say, Lord, I thank you. But can you find in your mind, in your heart, to take that praise with you? Every day, everywhere you go, in all situations, regardless of what it looks like, in good times and bad times, can you still
yes.
praise the Lord? In
yes.
sickness and in health, can you still praise
yeah.
the Lord?
Yeah, you gotta praise
when
it.
Bills are paid and when bills are due, can you still praise the Lord?
Still
hallelujah.
Gotta praise.
When friends are near and friends are far, can you still praise the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
When family is being lovely and when family is turning their back on you, can
mm-hmm.
you still praise the Lord?
Yeah, praise God.
A praise that is going to be pleasing to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you put an ambush around your enemies.
Yeah.
Oh, let's look at Paul. We think about Paul and Silas.
Mm-hmm.
In the prison. Behind the bars, but they began to give God a praise that was pleasing to him. Before they were even set free, they were praising.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Even though you may not be delivered, go ahead and praise him.
That's
thank
right.
you, Lord Jesus. Take up your mat and walk, sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You think it was a surprise to Paul and Silas that the chains started coming loose, that they were set free miraculously? No, they were in the midst of a praise. They believed without a doubt. Paul, somebody's shackles is falling loose right now.
Yes.
Paul, somebody's healing is given to them right now. Oh, will you receive it? God is stretching his hand just towards your situation. And the whole thing must change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We got to start praising him before the manifestation, before the problem comes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, forget about even whatever generational things may be set up. Your mama may have it. Your daddy may have it. It may put back generations, but tonight is your night to take a stand for the generations to come. Take up that mat. Walk away from that sickness. Take up your mat.
Right.
Walk away from that depression. Take up your mat. Walk away from that poverty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A generational blessing is always stronger than a generational curse. You've been on the generational curse. You know how that feels. Try something new. Try a generational blessing. Try a blessing that you can look down on your deathbed and see generations that has came before you that's blessed and blessed and more blessed and still blessed. Hallelujah. We got to go to another level with the Lord. We got to go to another level. We've got to get ourselves prepared to get out of a pity party. Some of us have been in the pity party for so long.
Too long.
You got to prepare your minds now to get ready to go to another level.
Yes, Lord.
You got to know what it's going to feel like to not just say you have faith, but actually get out there and start working it. Working your faith. Faith without works is dead. You're holding on to something that's dead. That's why you feel so heavy. You're holding on to something that's dead. Work in your faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
we're running short on time, but we got the word, and the word is good.
Amen.
Let's take another psalm. We're going to go to Psalms 50 and 23, because we want to
end
tonight with the word of picking up our mat and praising the Lord, praising our way out of this situation we're in. Psalms 50 and 23.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 50,
Psalms 50
and
23.
Yes,
23. Anyone who sacrifices thank offerings to me honors me. Anyone who sacrifices thank offerings to me honors me.
Yes. And he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Our sacrifice. Our thanks offerings. We're honoring the Lord with our praise. And by us giving him the praise, hallelujah, he prepares the way that we may, that he shows our salvation, the way to the salvation. Hallelujah. Let's stay in the book of Psalms. We're going to go on to some more praising. Psalms 109. Let's go
Psalms 109.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 109.
All right, 109.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah. Psalms 109, and it is just verse 1.
God, I praise you. Don't remain silent.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we praise him, he won't remain silent, sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. When you go out and tell your problems to your sister or your brother or to your friend or your coworker, don't think that they're keeping silent. They're telling someone.
That's right.
They're telling someone about your situation. But when we lift up praise to the Lord, he won't keep silent. He moves in your situation. He moves on your behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We got to learn to give an abundant
praise.
Hallelujah. In the midst of many, give an abundance of praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. our last one we're going to go to is Psalms 147. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 1, praising the Lord. Praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
147.
Verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. Psalm 1, praise the Lord.
Quit, sisters and brothers.
How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and right it is to praise Him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Driving down the street in your car.
Amen.
Thinking about, you paid your tithe. You did the things. You're living the upwalk righteousness life.
That's right.
It's no need of sitting there worrying about how this and that's going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Worrying about every time you hear a siren, is it my loved one in there?
Amen.
Keep praises on your lip.
Mm-hmm.
Praises on your lip. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Then we look just right back at 146 and said, I will praise the Lord all
That's right.
my life.
That's right.
I will sing praises to my God
unto the Lord.
As long as I live.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Honestly.
Then it says, don't put your trust in human leaders.
Hallelujah.
Don't trust in people. They can't save you. When they die, they return to the ground.
Hallelujah.
Wow. On that very day, their plans are bound to fail. Amen.
On that very day, that just means that their plans come to an end.
That's it. Right.
That is it. The ones that you put your hope and your faith in, if it's the press or the queens or the leaders or whoever you think it is,
mm-hmm.
even with this election, don't get so caught up that you put you're looking mm-hmm. at man.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to God about it. Hallelujah. He's still the one, the deliverer for this situation. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And remember tonight, sisters and brothers, you've been
Amen.
Through too much to quit now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pick up your mat and walk.
Amen.
Get the desire in your heart to go to the next level. Don't
let
the desire run out. God bless you. And remember to get something that you never had. You have to do something that you never did.
Amen.
So all the things that you've been normally used to doing,
mm-hmm.
talking to your friends about your problems, having your party about your problems, going and getting liquor, trying to drown out your problems.
Amen.
Trying to smoke your problems out.
Ooh.
Trying to get into the next person's arms that's going to hold you to make you feel special for a few seconds. Hallelujah. Do something different.
Amen.
You want something that you've never had. You need to do something that you've never
uh-huh.
done before.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Because I just... keep it going. God is just a good God.
Uh-huh.
And as we leave tonight, we just want to say that if you do not know the Lord,
uh-huh.
if you're not for sure where you would end up at tomorrow or tonight,
Amen.
God realize that your number is up, that it's time for you to go. We don't have time. He's not going to listen to your pity party. He's not going to listen to your excuses of why you can't go. He's not going to listen to why your heart wasn't ready. Hallelujah. But when he tells you to take up your final mat and go,
you gotta go.
If you're not for sure where you would end up at, if you're not for sure you've backslid and you got unforgiveness in your heart and you want to come back to the Lord,
yes, Lord,
this is your opportunity.
Your opportunity.
We ask you to just repeat after me. Oh Lord, we thank you for another opportunity.
Oh Lord, thank you for another opportunity.
I want to come off to you.
I accept you
in my heart.
Hallelujah.
I believe
Hallelujah.
That you gave your only son.
Yes, Lord.
That I may have a right to come back
Praise
home to
you. Amen.
I believe that you rose your son
uh-huh.
from the grave, that even death
uh-huh.
may hold him down.
Right.
To come back to you.
Mm.
Oh, and I confess with my mouth that you are
yeah.
the only God.
Yes.
And I confess with my mouth that the only way back to
mm-hmm.
you is through your son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Live in me.
Yes.
Make me a new creature in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I believe your word. I'm ready to take up my mat and walk. I have a desire in my heart to go to the next level.
Yes.
I no longer want to stay here just standing watching others be healed, watching others be set free. Teach me how to forgive, God.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me how to let this thing go.
Yes, Lord.
He said if you believe it and receive it in your heart that you're saved.
Yes.
Welcome aboard. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you in his mighty love. He'll never leave you, sister. He'll never leave you, my brother. God bless you. In happy moments, go ahead and praise God. In difficult moments, seek God.
Amen.
In quiet moments, worship God.
Amen.
In painful moments, trust God.
Trust God.
In every moment, thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Until next time, goodbye. Listen to this song here.
I
God
know
bless
he
you.
Will make me
you want to be made whole?
The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Yes. All you got
to
do is come. He's
listen
waiting.
Listen to these songs if you realize that you don't have a personal relationship with Christ. I would be very honored to introduce you not to religion, but to a relationship.
Hallelujah.
Just pray with me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
You are.
I believe you died for me, rose for me, and you're coming back again for me. Forgive me for all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am saved.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. God bless. God bless. Welcome to the family, one and all, each and every one. You need special prayer? Come to the guest line. You can come to the chat line. You can find my information to get in touch with me after outside of this line. God always has someone there waiting for you. We came in with victorious victory, and we're going to go out just the same. God bless you one and all, and hold on to your victory. Hold on to your victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You should be shouting right now. You have victory. Whatever problem is, you can lay it down. You don't have to take it with you tonight. You can have a good night's sleep tonight. You don't have to toss and turn tonight. We have the victory, sisters and brothers. We have the victory. God bless you. Tell somebody about your victory. Confess it to someone. Hallelujah. What you were yesterday, you're a new creature in Christ. Don't let no devil in hell take it from you. He can't steal it unless you give it to him. We'll see you next time. Until then, hold on to your victory. And remember to take up your mat and walk, my sisters and brothers. God bless you. Hold on.